About a year and a half ago, in the local newspaper where you and I both live, there was a front page article written by a gentleman whose first name was Mohammed. Of course, obviously, he was a committed adherent to the religion slash ideology of Islam. And in the first or second paragraph of that front page article, which turned out to be nothing more than an advertisement for the Islamic faith, he mentioned some things that literally were inaccurate. He said that the term or the word Islam means peace. Now, Dan, I know that is a common misconception. That is a, I'm just going to say it this way, a common lie that is perpetuated very, very frequently in the media. And people hear that. They assume that is accurate. That is not the meaning of the term Islam. Dan, I'd like for you just to explain what the term Islam means, and then if you would, provide for us a little bit of the early history of Islamic thought.
Well, Dave, it's interesting. The word Islam, of course, does not mean peace at all. The word literally means submission. And let me tell you what I did last night. You remember as a kid, Mom and Dad bought those Encyclopedia Britannica, that complete set, you know, when we were little kids and we used them all through high school and so forth. It was about 2 o'clock in the morning. I just got this thought. I went to that encyclopedia and I pulled up the term Islam and the name Muhammad, and I just read a little bit, and there were page after page after page of documentation about Islam, and Dave, amazingly enough, very accurate. And even in that encyclopedia, the word Islam, they told what the true meaning was. They didn't say it was peace. They said the word means submission. And of course, my reason for doing that is this, Dave. It does not take a whole lot of investigation on the part of the American people to find out the truth about this false, evil religion. The word does not mean peace. It means submission. Of course, the word Muslim or Moslem means submitters to Allah. And Dave, as far as some of the early history of Islam, you know, that thought or that idea of submission plays into the Islamic religion from its very founding. The religion was started in 622, of course, by Muhammad, in the city of Mecca, which is in Saudi Arabia. It was a polytheistic society as far as the religious practice of Mecca at the time, and Muhammad was trying to bring a monotheistic religion into existence in that city, and he was totally rejected by the people of Mecca, of course, forced to flee the city. He fled, you know, a couple hundred miles roughly to Medina, and kind of organized his new religious faith. And 8 years later, in 630, re-entered the city of Mecca and conquered it, brutally killing many of those who had, most of those who had opposed him. And Dave, that sets the whole stage really for what we're going to talk about today. This religion of Islam is not a religion of peace. If you look at its very founding, the very beginning of it started out with violence, and as you trace it through history, even its dealings, run-ins with our country of the United States, going back to, say, the presidency of Thomas Jefferson and the Barbary pirates and so forth, it has had nothing but a history of violence. So far from meaning peace, the word Islam literally means submission, and the term Muslim, however you want to spell it, means submitters to Allah. This idea of submission is huge in the Islamic faith.
And Dan, it is a coerced submission, is it not? It is a forced submission, and those that will not submit face dire consequences.
That's absolutely true, Dave. And you know this, and I know this, and you probably talked about this quite a bit maybe on the program, but the concept of love is really nowhere to be found in the Islamic faith. Their false god, Allah, does not love his followers. He forces them to submit to him, which is a total contrary idea compared to Christianity. Our God, Jehovah God, loves us and is compassionate toward us, but that concept is not found in the Islamic faith at all. So, Dave, even those today who claim, you know, Islam and Christianity, we worship the same God, we just call him by a different name, that there couldn't be anything further from the truth.
You know, Dan, before we go further, I want to just mention this. One of my dear friends is a former Muslim. He's converted to Christianity. He's now a Christian pastor. And he draws this constant distinction. He said, in the religion of Islam, the adherent dies for Allah. But in Christianity, our God sent his son to die for us. And so there is a distinct difference there. And of course, it's the love component of Christianity. God loves the world so much, and it's talking about the people of the world so much, that he sent the only son he had, his only begotten son, to die on a cruel, rugged cross to be the propitiation for our sins. And that's a big word that means the substitute. Jesus died as the substitute for our sins, taking upon himself what we as sinners deserved, but he loved us enough to do that.